Good to be back. Good Chodesh, everybody. Our learning should be in Tzchus for first limit for Yol Aram and Dvorah. Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Shabbat Henech Mordechai b'Fred HaSimcha b'Sor Sharchal Yisrael also. Beli Nishmas Taniela Sara Bas Eliezer Yisrael HaLevi. We are up to Pirkei Avos, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Here, over here, on page 2 it says Yud Aleph, but It's really to Zion. Some Sederim put all these together. So I remember holding all the Tanaim. They had three remarks. So today is Rabbi Yeshua's remark, and I thought we're just going to talk about the Yitzhara because I don't know really so much about Ayin Hara, and Sinas Habrios is okay. Let's see. Rabbi Yeshua says Ayin Hara, the Yitzhara, the Sinas Habrios, Motzina Sa'adam in Olam. Rabbi Yeshua says there are three things that take a person out of this world: an evil eye, the Yitzhara, and hatred of basically hating people take a person out of this world. Usually, you know, we focus on different parts of the Mishnah, but today all the Svarim brought me to the Yetzihara, so we're just going to focus on the Yetzihara. That's okay. Before you get to the Yetzihara, there's one little beautiful pshat from the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 2. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "What's an Ayin Hara?" He says, "How does an Ayin Hara take a person out of this world?" Right? Pasha pshat. Even evil eye. And Ayin Hara, how does that take a person out of this world? So he says something simple. Mishe'enu semech b'chalko, if you're not happy with your portion, v'oyenes chaver ha'ashi mimeno masa yashi kamo, and you're looking at the person's Lexus, your next door neighbor's, his Lexus, and you're just driving in an Accord, v'goyim ha'latzmim l'chaveru, you're causing evil to yourself and to your friend. Kasher amru chachmei hateva, and he says according to the chachmei hateva, maybe who are the chachmei hateva, I'm not sure. Is that the psychologist? Yeah, maybe. Hachomen mikol asher yeo avir ola min machshava hahi v'soyref es hadvarim she'ien bahen be'eno hara. Someone who's jealous of a person is not only jealous. You're not just jealous in yourself. You create this some sort of environment, some sort of poisonous something that basically burns a person's. You're basically hurting yourself and hurting the person. You're hurting the person. No, I don't want to talk all about Ayin Hara, but Ayin Hara comes from a person not being happy with themselves. Not being happy, Sameach B'chelko, right? This is actually a mission we're going to get to hopefully this year. The beginning of Perek Dalet, it's very famous. Ezu Ashir, Sameach B'chelko, who's the rich man? Someone who's happy with his portion. Rav Golvecht likes to say from his father, the Rosh Hashiva, or his uncle, Rashiva Karmiavna says, what does it mean, Ezu Asher Sameach Bechelko? Who is rich? Someone who's happy with his portion? Stop talking about yourself. Ezu Hu Asher is Sameach Bechelko. You're happy with what your friend has. Oh, he won the lottery? Oh, he got the raise? Or he got this, he got that? He got honored at the dinner, I'm happy for him. That is someone who's truly rich. Well, maybe lottery I would want to get in also, Tatra, but, you know, that's someone who's truly rich. That someone else something could be good for someone else. And you didn't get it, that, and you still feel good for them. That's an incredible. Change that. Tiferes Yisrael has a very simple idea on these three things. I didn't give it to you, but the Tiferes Yisrael says that these three, Ayin Hara, Yitzhara, and Sinas Habrios, they correspond to the three things that the world stands on. Right? Last year, way back when, we learned the second mission, Pirkei Avos, says that the Torah stands on three things: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. So he says that Torah, it connects to the evil eye. Someone has a poor vision, basic faith is knowing the Rabbeinu Shem runs your life, right? Having a moon on the Rabbeinu Shem, that everything comes from Hashem, that's Torah. Right? Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, it's the first one of the Aseret Dibros, it's everything. Ano Nafshi Yehovis Kesavis Yehovis, the Gemara says. Hashem says Emunah is everything. Avodah, Avodah says is Yetzahara. It's the Yetzahara forces us, it prevents us from serving Hashem. Right, serving Hashem Navoda, it's not just referring to tefillah, it's referring to serving Him. And Gemilas Chasadim obviously connects the easiest one. When you hate people, it's because you don't want to do, you, right? That connects very much to Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim are people you want to do kind of things to, and that they go hand in hand. Beautiful idea, Rabbeinu Yonah and Tiferes Yisrael. The rest of the our Shmuz today is going to be talking about different ideas on the Yitzhara. If you go to page 3 is from the Sichos Haran, of Nosson of Breslov, or Torahs that he got from Rabbi Nachman. So there are a lot of Torahs that really stick out for me from Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nassim wrote them down, Sichos Haran. If anyone would like to get into Breslov Torah, I found Likutim Haran to be very hard. But Sichus Aran, or shorter ideas, very simple. So this is what he says here. Such a beautiful mashal of a Yetzahara. He says, the Yetzahara is like a little guy running through a street. A Yetzahara doma kimo mishaholich beratz bein bene adam. He's running on parallel line, he's running between people. The yado segura, the ein adam yodea ma besocha. No one sees what's inside this guy's hand. And you have to know. And he's hinting to people, he's trying to tell people, oh, what do you think I'm holding, huh? And you think that there's something great there. You think something so good there that it's going to be great. And everyone thinks whatever he has in his hand, it's what he wants and what he desires. Everyone's chasing him. He opens up his hand. The ein ba klum. There's nothing there. Person runs after his Yetzirah. I'm going to say that Lashon Hara. I'm going to look at something I shouldn't have looked at. Oh, what happens? The Yetzirah there? Hands empty. It's the same things with the Yetzirah. Kimokin, mamesh Yetzirah. Shu merama kol olam na kol rotzim achrav merama kol echav echad achanim kol echav echad ki ilo yesh biyado. He's just that little guy running around. Oh, you think what? You want whatever's going to be in my hand. This is going to quench your desire. It's going to quench your thirst. What happens is he opens his hand, nothing there. What a beautiful insight of Rav Nassim on how to look really at the Yetzirah. David Yisrael quotes in page 4. He quotes from the Rechazko of Kushmir. Beautiful idea that we're going to see in a few weeks as Hashem come Parshas Vayishlach. The pasuk says Yim Yavo Esav El Malchina. Right, so Yaakov's getting ready to go to battle against Esav, the big showdown. And one of his last things, he says, if Esav comes to hit one of my camps, at least we'll have the rest of the family left over. So a lot of different shots. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on here? Esav would just go down to kill the second camp, right? Like, well, that's for another time. But he quotes here from his grandfather, Yechezkel of Kushmir. Rav Weinberger said this once before he became Ashpia of YU and a tish that he came for Shabbos. He said an incredible idea. Let's just say the idea outside and we'll see it inside. He says that Esav, we know, is the Yetzirah. Right? Esav is in this week's Parsha. Esav, the Zohar says, Esav refers to the Yetzirah. He says that when a person sins, the Yetzirah doesn't just want the sin to happen. He wants the post-sin to happen. The sadness, the depression, the atzvas, the yeish, the giving up. That's what the Yetzirah really wants. So what does a person have to do? A person has to be able to take the action and put it behind them and be able to move on. Because the Yetzirah, of course he wants the action, but he only wants the post-action. He wants the depression that comes after. Listen to the mashal that he gives. The mashal that he gives is the underline on the top left. It says, Ahula mashal. Socher ha'omei b'chadvasu b'yoma d'shuka. Someone has a store. And he sees now he's the only one by himself in the store. It's very late at night. And there's some robbers outside. They're ready to rock and roll onto his store. They're ready to loot. I guess it's maybe during a hurricane, whatever. There's no one there. Right? What are they called during a hurricane? People are looting. Looting? Looting. Okay. I saw when we had the Hurricane Irma, the last one was. It was like these guys were like going for like these Nikes. I don't know, did anyone see that? And these guys were like getting literally arrested for a pair of shoes. It was hilarious to watch. Okay. Holy ganav echad el achanos v'chotiv chavitz echad barech. So what happens? The robbers have a very, very good plan. They say, guys, we're going to play a little NFL offense here. One guy is going to go into the store, grab an iPod, and the owner of the store is going to chase after you. When he chases after you, we're going to go out and clean out the store. The kavona k'dei she'asoycha yirdov achrov v'in kach yavo achever ganavim el achanos v'yavozu ko yagiyu. This is a great plan. We're going to chase after. He's going to chase after you. We're going to clean him out. He's going to think, he's going to go for the one, but we're going to get the rest of the iPhones, whatever. But the store owner who's smart and understands what's going on. Omer Belibo. Yachzik lo mashachotov eno rodef acharov. Take what you got. You want to take the iPhone? I'm not going to chase after you. Which basically is going to say, I'm not going to get sad after the sin. I'm not going to get depressed. He's going to do business. He's going to make sure to get a lock and make sure to have the right security. He says when a person gets sad, a person gets depressed after a sin, he has to go out and you're the guy chasing the robber. Don't chase the robber. because that's like that, you're causing even more damage. The damage is done. A person sins, he messes up. What does the Yetzer Hara want you to do? He wants you to chase after him. Be sad, be angry, be depressed. Take it out on your kids, take it out on your wife. What does the B'chas of Kushmir say? No. Let him get it. Let him get whatever he got. And that says that's what the Pasuk says. Im yavo Esav al amachna achas. You lost to Esav. You lost the battle. V'hiko, he beat you. V'hayo ha-machana ha-nishar l'fleita. Look at what you have left. Don't get upset. Don't get depressed. Learn from your mistakes. Be able to move on. What a beautiful idea. I love, this is one of my favorite Divrei Torah of, literally my favorite Divrei Torah, Baruch Hashem. So we saw the Zichos Aran, the Yitzhar makes it all a mirage. Makes you feel like once you do the action, it'll make you feel good. Then we saw the Divrei Saul says that he doesn't only want you to do the sin, but he also wants you to have the reaction, the sadness after. If you go to page 5 is an idea from Rav Simcha ben Pshischa. Rav Simcha ben Pshischa quoted in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh. He says a beautiful idea. He says, you know, at the end of the day, the Yitzhar is a smart guy. He lives in 2018, and he lived 2,000 years also. Every year, he's coming up with new ammunition. He's got new tools, he's got new strategies. So if the Yitzhar, if your enemy's going to come up with new strategies and new plans, what do you have to do? You also have to come up with new strategies and new ammunition. Like I just heard, one of my students told me, like, literally an hour ago, he said, my father saw that I was addicted to my phone. There's a thing called Fortnite. I'm not sure if everyone knows what that is. It's a lot of killing on the phones. I don't know. They're all, like, yelling at each other. It's crazy. So this is I don't know who came up with this, but this is an idea now, an ability on your iPhone that a parent is able to control how long their children are able to go on certain apps. Whoever made it. So he says after an hour, he said the phone stops after an hour. That means if he looks at a text message, that his time is running. He has 1 hour for his phone. So if anyone suffers from addiction to their phones, just get this app. It's unbelievable. So the Rav Simcha Bonham says that at the end of the day, he's always making new plans. He's always making new strategies. We also have to make new strategies. And he says, that's if you go to the third line, he quotes Rav Simcha Bonham, Perish denira mitachsise milchoma te'ikar pu'ulas ha'shnei sudam li'os lahem, she'pernak le'eda ma'pa ma'ashem ha'ktazo sh'al'sheni sh'knegdo. He says, we're at war. The Yetzer Hara is our enemy. And just like two enemies always have to have, right? They're always trying to think what the next move is on the other side. That's how we have to view the Yetzer Hara. If we know that at the end of the day, the Yetzer Hara is coming up with a certain thing, we have to be able to take, we have to be proactive. We can't be reactive. We have to be proactive against the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Gemara says. He quotes it on the bottom, Gemara Brachas. La'olam yargiz adam Yetzer Tov ha-Yetzer Hara. Right, a person always has to do battle with his Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. And Rashi says there, the bottom paragraph, Sheyasu imo melchama, kvanoso bazel derech, haynu sheyodelo inyonei tachbuloso vedarchuso shal Yetzer Hara. Not only should you have to be on the offensive against the Yetzer Hara, you also have to know how your Yetzer Hara works. You have to know at the end of the day, you have certain struggles, you have certain things that the Yetzer Hara gets to you. A person has to be able to take the appropriate steps on offense and defense. Beautiful idea of Rav Simcha Bonham. I gave you on page 6 and also something from the Siach Sofei Kodesh. This is, to be honest with you, more of an outlook of a person who sometimes feels like, oh, what does the Rebbe Hashem want to have to do with me? I've succumbed to the Yitzhar so much. And he quotes the Rebbe, the original Rebbe, and it's the same idea as brought down by Rabbi Nachman, in Yud Beis. Sheperish v'on ma'at v'ein rosha, isponanta amakoma v'einenu. Right, a person has to see. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Va'od ma'at ve'ein rasha." A little bit that they're not a rasha. V'sponata makoma ve'einenu. Be able to realize that, to focus on that place ve'einenu. And he says that at the end of the day, a person could feel that everything is bad in their life. They have to realize that "Va'od ma'at ve'ein rasha." There's still a little bit of good within them. That a person could do terrible things, but a person has a chelek Elokam imal. A person has a part of God within them. And a person is part of God, and a person messes up. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us things, it's normal to mess up, but to be able to realize that we all come up a place, we have a place called Magin Avram that the Yitzhar can't even touch us. The next idea on Yud Gimel, it's a quote from the Kotzk Rebbe. It's Yiddish, so I don't understand the Yiddish. I hope this is what he's saying. I saw it quoted in English, and I hope this is the proper explanation. If anyone speaks Yiddish, you can help me and tell me this is what he's saying. The Kosker says, in Yud Gimel, the Kosker told his Hasidim that he didn't want Hasidim who are busy with the Yetzer Hara. He wants to have Hasidim who are not even, who the Yetzer Tov doesn't even give it a chance for the Yetzer Hara to even get started. Is that what it says in your Gemara? I'm not sure. Yeah, any Yiddish speakers here? Yeah, is that what it says there? Not listen to the Yetzer Hara. Not even listen. Oh.
And so, not only that they will not
follow him,
but
not even get started.
Right.
So it's close enough. I've never really done that before. I put a source in when I wasn't so sure. What did he say?
And they will not have time for him.
Yeah, time. Now, right. Where is that line? Oh, here we go. Nir sein wollen nicht kein Zeit haben sein. I sound like Stickle German a little bit. Okay.
Oh.
Baruch Hashem. That a person's so busy that they're busy with, they don't even have time for the Yitzhahara. What are Yitzhahara? I don't have time. I'm learning in the Thursday Kollel. I don't have time for the Florida Yitzharas. I don't have time. I'm learning Torah. Beautiful idea to Kutzker. It's a very high level to achieve. But at the end of the day, We just saw a few things, and to be able to connect it to the parsha, to be able to connect it to Chanukah as well. You have to know your enemy. Some Rabbanim says you have to know your enemy. Your enemy says what Rabbi Nassan says. Rabbi Nassan says he comes to you thinking like, take what is in his hand. You're gonna feel a lot better if you do it. Just come on, you're gonna feel a lot better. What happens? He opens his hand, zero, nothing there. Some Rabbanim says you have to know your enemy. He's always getting for new ammunition. You got to look for him. The Divrei Yisrael, quoted from the Chazaka of Kushmir, says that even when a person loses, Esav gets to you. You lost the battle, but don't lose the war. Don't chase after him. Don't get sad and depressed and angry at yourself, because then you're that store owner who's chasing after the guys. They're going to come clean you out. Don't get cleaned out. You lost. Okay, learn from your mistakes. Be able to move on. But as soon as you get sad and depressed, you're letting him win the war. No reason to do that. Kosko says that at the end of the day, keep yourself busy. Yitzhar Tov, the Yitzhar doesn't even have time to be able to get in. And this is exactly, this fits in so beautifully to this part, the Parsha of this Shabbos. If you go to page 7, Rav Ram Shor quotes from in the Sefer Tavshin Ayin Beis. Pazik says, I call Yaakov by Hedayim de Esav. At the voice, Yitzchak Christ famously says, sounds like Yaakov, and the hands are of Esav. And the Medrash says, Bizman Shakol Kol Yaakov in Hayedayim de Esav. Medrash says, on this pasuk, that at the time when Yaakov's voice is strong, the hands of Esav cannot touch us. So he says at the end of the day, what's going on here? The pasuk pshat, it seems like they're both at the same time. So he quotes from the Gra, and he says, if you look at the word Hakol Kol Yaakov, the first kol is spelled without a vav. It's chaser vav. Kol Yaakov, the first kuf is without a vav. And he says the whole idea is that when a person, their kol is not mole, it's not b'shlemus, then Esav could come in. Aval kesha kol hu b'shlemus, kol mitzafes, right? And mitzafzef. And the Medrash says, what does it mean, kol Yaakov? Kol Kol Yaakov in the Batei Knesios, the Batei Midrashos, as ein adam shel Esav sholtos po. A person is strong in his davening and strong in his learning. Yitzhar can't touch us. Cannot touch us. That's what the Gros says. And that's why he says that's the hidden understanding why the first kol is spelled chaser. It's spelled chaser because to be able to know that if your davening and learning is not so strong, then Yadayim de Esav. And he quotes over there on the left side, he quotes of Jonas and Eibschitz, and I've heard the same thing quoted in the name of the Netziv, that the days that he didn't have great kavanah, in the tefillah of Ahava Rabba, right before Shema, he wasn't able to feel, to understand the sweetness of Torah. Oh, Hayel Sarah B'Torah! And they say that about the Netziv would prepare Shir, but if he didn't cry and he didn't feel the closest of the davening in that tefillah, he didn't give Shir that day. Netziv did not give Shir that day. Did not give Shir if he didn't daven strong. Because he understood that's what it's all about. You want to be able to have a strong Shir, it's got to come through the call of Torah and the call of tefillah. Sasemes actually says a similar idea in our parsha as well, in Tafresh Menches, pages 8 and 9. Sasemes says something beautiful. He says that, hopefully we're going to get to this Mishnah also, Be'ez Hashem soon. He quotes the Medrash and says, "Vazman sha'akol kol Yaakov ene adai midei Esav." When a Jew is strong in their daven, a Jew is strong in their learning, the Esav can't touch us. The Yitzhar can't touch us. He says this connects to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says in Perek Yavos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Hamakabel Olav O Torah Ma'avir Mimenu O Malchus. Someone who takes upon themselves the yoke of Torah, all Malchus can't touch you. The all of the government, the all of having to work can't touch you. For Amru, Ma'avir Mashma Afilu Biyosam Avadim Megalas Afal Pikein. Turning over to page 9, Ein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Shah. Okay, go. Let's go. Where's our one over here? So he says at the end of the day, this whole little paragraph, he says it's the same thing. When a person is strong, like Kol Kol Yaakov, then he's not going to get worried, bothered by his boss. He's not going to get worried by the world. He's not going to get bothered by his wife. He's busy. He took upon himself the Torah. He's not going to have. He's busy. The Baruch Hashem says a person is in this world to do. Adam Yulad. We're put in this world to work. It's our choice whether you want to work in Torah, in Avodas Hashem, or you want to work in taxes or annoying emails from people in the government trying to take your money, or voting, or this or that, whatever. You're gonna have to do something. You're not gonna be able to sit and watch Netflix all day. It's not gonna happen. But certain times, especially if you have this new app over here, you get an hour on your phone. At the end of the day, we're put in this world to be able to work. And if you put upon yourself the Mekabal Ol Torah, Ma'avir Menu Ol Machus. And then the rest of the Mishnah is true as well. The rest of the Mishnah says the flip side. And if a person is Porik the Ol Torah, the person himself doesn't come to Thursday call. Oh, I came to Monday, Wednesday call already. I don't have to come to Thursday. This is a Moser. I'm just kidding. Right? At the end of the day, a person says, I don't need to come to call this or that. And then he's going to get those emails. I know for myself, at least. Whenever like my learning is not as good, like I look back at my day and like, yeah. When my boss sent me this email, my parent got upset at this. Like, it's pashut. My learning is good. The Rebbe Hashem says he doesn't need those reminders. It's simple. It's pashut simple. It's such a beautiful idea of the Sfas Emes in Tafresh Mem Ches. Beautiful, beautiful idea. Last but not least, a Chanukah connection, as today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So I thought it would be very apropos, connected to Chanukah as well. The Bach. For a lot of quote the Bach here, it says here Hasidic insights on Yitzhara, we could start with the Bach. Even though I heard Rabbi Wexler quoted the Shach earlier today also, he had a steer in the Shach. The Bach quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Rav Shor quotes it in his Sefer on Chanukah, Rav Ram Shor of Flatbush and Borough Park. Borough Park, I believe he lives in, during the week, and Flatbush is there on Shabbos. Mevur ki kol inyan galos yavon, ba biglal his srashos bavoda bebesa mitash. You want to know why the Greeks... Hashem gave them the ability to start up with the Jews because we were getting lazy in the Beis HaMikdash. Our avoda wasn't on fire. The Jews did it to themselves. They were Mekabah, the old Malchus, the old Torah. Mekabah, the old Torah, Yavan can't touch you. If you get hisrashlus, if you get lazy, if you get weak in your avoda, then Yavan comes in. He says the whole essence of Yavan takes a person's energy out of the Avodas Hashem. And he quotes of Chaim Vital, who says that Ki Adam notzer ofer min adama. He says that offer refers to atzvus va'atzvus ba'adam, the laziness and sadness. And the whole idea over here, and he quotes of this whole idea with Yavan and how to beat Yavan, the person should be on fire for Avodas Hashem. The whole reason why that Hellenism age and the whole holiday started because we were getting lazy in our Judaism, because our Judaism wasn't on fire. That's what I heard from my Rebbe Rav Weinberger. I believe he quoted from the Sfas Emes. He says that if you look in the lashon of Alanisim, we say Lashkicham Torah Secha. Lashkicham means to not only forget to shachach, but also shachach is choshech. And the Medrash says a choshech zuyavan. They wanted to darken our Torah. Go to Kolel, but just go to Kolel and you're not so into the Torah. You're not so into it. The Yevanim weren't saying not to learn Torah. Go learn it, but it should stay in your head, but it shouldn't affect you. It shouldn't affect you to be a better person. That's why I heard from the Sfas Emes, he quotes the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that if you look at the word Yisrael, Yisrael is Gematria 541 for the Gematria people. If it's not the Gematria people, you could just put this in your back pocket. Right, we said last year there are two types of people, gematria people and people who are not yet gematria people. So he says Yisrael is gematria 541. And he says if you look at the word Yisrael, Yisrael the word has the word Eish in it. Take out the fire out of a Jew. Eish is 301. 541 minus 301, you're left with 240. Left with Amalek. Left with Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech. Yavan, Eith of Amalek, it's all one family, one, they're all hanging out. They're all just trying to get the Jews of 2018 to do the wrong thing, to be able to go to davening, to get mincha ma'ariv done, but just as a check off, I davened, I bench, or the best lashon I caught myself doing this all the time. I have to daven, I have to bench. No. I want to daven, I want to bench, right? I have to is like someone's putting a gun to my head. Chas v'shalom. No. What's forcing you to? I want to bench. I want to do the right thing. The Yitzhahara, the Yavan, the Yavanites of 2018, they try to make us feel like, no, just daven, just learn. It's good enough. No. It's got to be our chiyus. It's got to be our passion, our energy, with enthusiasm, and with great love. I firmly believe that is why Baruch Hashem, we got up to this Mishnah, connected to Toldos, Kol Kayak, Vadayim, and Yisav. The Da'af could be able to read this, to be able to learn this together on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, where we enter in and right into the Yontov of Chanukah. It's a real message for us to be able to be strong with our Yitzhahara, to be able to remember that at the end of the day, to be strong, to know our enemy, to know that he always has new ammunition, to never get down on ourselves, to be able to keep ourselves busy, like the Kotzker said, be part, to understand that we do our best, and to daven, to learn, keep ourselves busy at Kol Kar Yaakov, then the Esav can't touch us. We should be zochah v'ezras Hashem to do this. If we do this, we'll be zochah to be able to light the menorah in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Shkoyach.